AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is hoping for a productive day in his call that is underway with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Vice President J.D. Vance says the president is frustrated and he is more than open to walking away from trying to end the war in Ukraine.
We realize there's a bit of an impasse here, and I think the president's going to say to President Putin, look, are you serious? Are you real about this?
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called the conversation important, given the talks that took place in Istanbul last week between Russian and Ukrainian officials, the first negotiations since March of 2022. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked if President Trump has contacted former President Joe Biden since it was announced Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Not to my knowledge. I don't believe they have spoken, but I'm sure the president would be open to doing that. I spoke to him last night about the former president's cancer diagnosis.
Doctors say the former president has an aggressive form of cancer, and the cancer cells have spread to the bone. After being stripped of U.S. funding, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, appealed to member countries to support its extremely modest request for a $2.1 billion annual budget.
At precisely the time the member states need a strong WHO, it's being challenged. Although our current situation is difficult, it should not be a surprise to any of us.
President Trump stopped funding for the WHO. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his decision to resume limited aid to Gaza after a 2.5-month blockade came after pressure from allies. Flights have been canceled and delayed at Paris Orly Airport after traffic control systems broke down. New Jersey Transit train engineers reached a tentative deal to end their 3-day strike. Regular service into New York City will return starting tomorrow morning. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting lower on Wall Street, while U.S. government bonds and the value of the dollar are falling, following the latest reminder that the U.S. seems to be hurtling towards an unsustainable mountain of debt. The S&P 500 was 0.3% lower in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 89 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite was 0.6% lower. The pullbacks came after Moody's ratings became the last of the three major credit rating agencies to say the U.S. federal government no longer deserves a top-tier AAA rating. The downgrade sent Treasury yields higher in the bond market. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond briefly topped 5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Two people were killed. At least one person is missing after multiple pedestrians were struck by a train on a bridge in northern Ohio. The group was hit in Fremont, Ohio, near Lake Erie, between Toledo and Cleveland. The mayor of Fremont says a 5-year-old is missing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.